Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The head of police in Haiti says two suspects in yesterday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse are under arrest, and four others were killed in a standoff. The country remains on edge. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins us now. And Jason, what more do we know about these people who Haitian police say are suspects in this assassination?
So we don't know much. We just know that they're being described as foreigners. They've been described by multiple government officials as foreigners. And that's all we know at the moment. There has been some video footage that has come out of the actual attack itself. And you can hear some people yelling in what very much sounds like American English. But at the moment, this is still the early days of this investigation, and we still do not know exactly who the people are who carried out this assassination.
We do know that President Moïse had been ruling by decree. There was a dispute about when his term ended, and there was supposed to be a new prime minister sworn in this week. So who is in charge right now?
So the acting prime minister, Claude Joseph, who was supposed to be replaced this week, as you mentioned, has pretty much stepped in and placed himself in charge. It is not clear exactly what the line of succession should be here. But at this point in time, the former acting prime minister, Joseph, has stepped in and pretty much is filling that vacuum. Also, you had the head of the Supreme Court. He died of COVID, supposedly, last month. He may have been in line. And there was even questions about whether or not President Moïse was legitimately still in power. So this leaves a huge vacuum in Haiti in terms of who is really in charge right now.
What is life like in the capital today?
So I've been talking with some people there. Yesterday, it sounded like things were very much under lockdown. People were not out in the streets. There was a lot of fear. People were sitting back, listening to their radios, trying to gain information. I've talked to people. It sounds like things are getting back to normal a bit more today. You know, people in Haiti, a lot of them live hand to mouth, need to work every day. So people are getting back out on the streets. People are saying that some markets are reopening. But Haiti has been in a very rough state this year. There's been massive protests against President Moïse over his legitimacy and power. And those street protests, some of them turned violent. There's been definitely a ratcheting up of the actual violence from gangs. It's much worse than it had been at different times. It tends to go in waves, but it's been really bad lately with a lot of kidnappings, a lot of indiscriminate killing on the street. And then in addition, the COVID situation is quite bad there. You're seeing a spike like you haven't seen ever in the pandemic. And that's coming at a time when Haiti is one of the five countries in the world that hasn't even started a mass vaccination campaign. Yep. So there's a lot of problems on Haiti's plate right now, and this certainly makes things much, much worse.
NPR's Jason Beaubien, thank you so much.
You're welcome.